кінь стоїть. Що сива гривонька сподобалась мені тая дівчинонька. Сподобалась мені тая дівчинонька. Не так та дівчина, як біле личенько. Подай же, дівчино, подай же, гарна я на коня рученьку. Подай же, дівчино, подай же, гарна я на коня рученьку.
Very popular and prolific Ukrainian ethno-pop group by the name of Mandre. And that is from their CD Legenda Pro Ivanka Tau Darku, and that is the legend of John and Audrey in English. And the song was a traditional Ukrainian folk song going back a few centuries, I would say. Oy che to kin stoit? Whose horse stands there? Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британською Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павіна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pokrinska Polvina, and I'm delighted to have you with me today. We've got a great program lined up for you. Lots of music. We've also got a few other items. We have a book review by a very prolific and well-known Ukrainian-American author. And it is a novel called Fall River as well. We have Victor's vignettes with a look at life before and after certain things occurring in the former Soviet Union. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, we have a duo, or trio rather, called Maximovich Trio. And this will be obviously three sisters from the Maximovich family. And the song is another traditional Ukrainian folk song that's been around for quite a while. And it was actually made very popular in North America. It was originally recorded in 1940 by Dinah Shore and went on to be recorded by many other recording artists, including the Berry Sisters, who made a Jewish or Yiddish version of the song, as well Benny Goodman, Edie Gourmet, Jean Krupa, Glenn Miller, Jody Miller, the Andrews Sisters, and a Mexican singer by the name of Yuri with a Spanish version. And you may have guessed by now that the song is Yes, My Darling Daughter. The traditional Ukrainian was Oy ne chode chretsyu, which means don't go out in the woods, Greg. And it's a bit of a darker storyline than Yes, My Darling Daughter, a young woman who was jilted by her lover, poisons him. As he goes into the woods. Here now is Trio Maximovich with both versions, Yes, My Darling Daughter, and Oy ne chode chretsyu.
I've gotta be good or Mama will scold me. Yes, yes, yes. I asked her and this is what she told me. Yes, yes, yes.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is a bi-weekly series sponsored by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, featuring stories of Ukrainians and Jews working together in solidarity and harmony to restore and strengthen centuries-old bonds and affinities nearly destroyed by hostile outside forces in the bloody 20th century and even today. Tune in next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Обірвали. З іншого боку немає тобі ти. Ти мусиш у цьому щось приємне знайти. Не здавайся, посміхайся, ти далі йди, намагайся, не здавайся, посміхайся, далі мрій, не зупиняйся. Пожалітись нікому тобі, човен твій застряг на мелені. Час поразок твій колись мене, вітер змін до мрії понесе. Не здавайся, посміхайся, ти далі йди, намагайся. Не здавайся, посміхайся, ти далі мрій, не зупиняйся. Легко впасти, важко підніматися, на весь світ просто ображатися. Та ти іди, не залишай мети, перед Богом обіцяй собі. Не здаватися, посміхатися, далі йти, не зупинятися. Не здаватися, посміхатися, далі йти, не зупинятися.
Contemporary rocker called Niz Davaisya, which translates as Don't Give Up, by Lviv artist Dima Kondrashov, Dima being short for Dimitro. And we hooked up on Facebook, and he may just be making an appearance on the Ukrainian edition, Ukrainian language edition of Nash Holos in Nanaimo, Wednesdays at 12 noon, hosted by my sidekick Oksana Poberezhnik, who is currently in Ukraine, and think making arrangements to meet up with Dima and bring back perhaps a recorded interview and a little bit more information about this artist. Again, that was Niz Davaisya, Don't Give Up, by Dima Kondrashov. Coming up next is Ocheretyane Kit, which translates as Swamp Cat. And this is a song called Navisoke Poloneni on a Tall Mountain Top.
Нависокі полонині корова стелятьом, інше дівку не засватав, вже дякли чуцятьом. Ой, гаю, не руваю, на йоріжки родить, а дівчину заручинєм найздорова ходить. А в дівчини заручини, а в дівчини двоє, от таке то наробили старостоньки моє. Коли в ріці не водиці, я би не чалапав. Коли любка не хороша, я ж би її не сватав. Добре тому дружбувати, що в нього мати, бо буде на віночки радить розбуджати. О, стань дружбо, дай йди на віночки, най не сидять за столиком сумненькі дівочки. Ой, піду я на коровай, на коровай чину, приведу я з коровою молодо дівчину. Oh,
Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Alexander Motyl's novel, Fall River. Based on the memories of the author's mother, uncle, and aunt, Fall River is a novel which explores the lives of three Ukrainian-American siblings who were born in Fall River, Massachusetts, but grew up in Poland. As adults, they returned to the United States. Their complex stories describe Ukrainian society in Poland between the World Wars, Ukrainian-American culture, and the fate of Ukrainian immigrants to the United States. The three sections in this novel are based on life stories of the three siblings of a Ukrainian-American family, Mike, Manya, and Stefa. Their parents came to Fall River to find a better life. All three children were born here. But after the birth of the youngest daughter, Stefa, the mother died. The grieving father decided to uproot his family and return to his village, where he married again and had six more children with his new wife. Mike's narrative is told in the second person. This narrative perspective is unusual, and it definitely makes the reader pay close attention to the storyline. At age 19, Mike decides that his future lays back in the United States. He arrives in the midst of the Great Depression to live with his Aunt Catherine in New York City. Jobs are hard to find, so he ends up in the Civilian Conservation Corps and travels to Oregon. After his term is ended, he joins the Army. His relationships with two women, Myrtle and Edna, both end tragically. After the war, he returns to New York and tries to make a new life for himself and his two sisters, who joined him after the war. However, he is haunted by his memories of the women he loved. Will he learn to live with these memories, or will they destroy him? Manya's narrative is told in the first person. As the eldest sibling, she acts as a surrogate mother to Mike, Mikhashko, and Stefa after their mother's death when the family returns to Ukraine, where their father eventually remarries. She sees her role as a support to her family and does not marry until she makes the momentous decision to leave Europe and join her brother Mike in New York. Stefa's narrative is told in the third person. Her story revolves around her marriage to Bogdan, a Ukrainian patriot who spends many years of his life in Polish and Soviet prisons. Stefa's ultimate fate and the fate of her son lies in the hands of her family in New York. As the war ends, the three siblings are once again reunited in the United States. Will they find happiness or despair? For Rutgers University professor Alexander Motyl, the creation of Fall River was a very personal journey. The narrative was based on the memories and experiences of his uncle, aunt, and his own mother. Motyl tells readers, "This novel is thus 95 parts fiction and 5 parts fact. The motivations, the fears, the emotions, the expectations, the interpretations, the experiences. In other words, everything that makes a novel a work of fiction is fictional." There are many themes in this novel, including Ukrainian culture, family relationships, Soviet atrocities during World War II, racism, grief, love, mental illness, and assimilation into the American melting pot. Dr. Alexander Motyl is a scholar, writer, and painter. He graduated from Columbia University with a doctoral degree in political science. He's a professor of political science at Rutgers Newark and a specialist on Ukraine and Russia. Motyl is the author of 10 books of nonfiction and editor of 15 volumes, including the Encyclopedia of Nationalism and the Holodomor Reader. His novels include Sweet Snow, My Orchidea, and The Jew Who Was Ukrainian. His poems have been published in the Red River Review, the New York Quarterly, and other journals, and his artwork has appeared in art shows in New York, Philadelphia, and Toronto. Fall River is a thoughtful novel which explores the question, how do we reconstruct the past? Fall River is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Вислухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Клопоти турбот нема, хмари дерева, квіти і трава, пісню конвалі нам співа. Thank you.
And that was Vasil Hantarsky with a bit of a tongue twister, Bzdilka. And that translates as bee, as in the bzzing kind of bee, which you see a lot these days around flowers, such as Lily of the Valley, which is the title of the previous song by Otvinta, Pisnya Konvali. And lots of them are blooming around my yard. And it appears that summer, or spring anyways, has finally arrived here on the West Coast. Long awaited. It's been a really brutal winter, colder than really any that I can recall. But the flowers are blooming and the bees are buzzing. And people are also going to the ocean because we live here on the West Coast. And that's a popular thing to do when the weather is nice. And here is Picardiska Terezia from Ukraine singing about just that. Ya poyudu do moria, I'm going to the ocean.
Дівчино, бояшене, спа. Добрий
чи дівчино бояще.
Another female trio, this one from Montreal, Canada. They are called Rosa, and this is from a CD that they released recently. And it is a song called Oi Helia Helia, about a girl who is gathering geese, and there's quite a bit more going on, of course, about this woman's life. Oi Helia Helia by Rosa from Montreal. Up next, Victor's Vignettes by Victor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine, narrated by Stanislav Nostinko of Vancouver, and a look at life in the former Soviet Union.
My name is Stanislav Nostinko, and I'm pleased to bring you Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine. These stories were written by Victor Sergeyev, who lives in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. Victor worked as freelance technical translator from English, but now has multiple sclerosis, which makes speaking difficult for him. But he finds great joy and a creative outlet in writing and sharing his stories online and on Naš Golos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You can find Victor's original transcript along with his commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. Links and audio files at www.nashgolos.com. In Soviet times, life was always divided into two parts: before the revolution and after the revolution, or before the war and after the war. It all began in the playground. Our childish games started by creating two opposing teams, positive and negative players, kind of like cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians. Only we played mostly war games. In every war game there are always enemies, our soldiers against their soldiers. If the game was reenacting the 1917 revolution, then it was red, Krasnaya, against white, Bele. And when it was reenacting World War II, it was Russians, Ruskie, against German, Nemtsi. Of course, historical figures and political leaders of the day were also categorized. Lenin, Katovsky, Budyonny, Chapayev were good. Hitler, Mao Zedong, Nixon were bad. There were, however, only two persons that were never categorized, nor even mentioned: Stalin and Khrushchev. In the early 1960s, people in Soviet Union were still undecided as to whether these two were positive or negative persons. After the collapse of communism, our life before 1991 was called either during the Soviet Union times, which is positive reflection, or during the Sovok times, which is a negative reflection. However, nobody came up with a common term to describe life after 1991. The mass media dubbed it during independence, but it never really caught on with the general population. With Ukrainian sovereignty currently under attack in a totally unexpected war with Russia, it might yet catch on. One of the fronts of this war with Russia is the propaganda front, also called the information war. This is something new for the Western world, but for those of us who grew up in Soviet times, it's like stepping into the past. Soviet propaganda created another polarity in our lives. There was a standard joke about the two major Soviet media outlets, Pravda, which means truth, and Izvestia, which means news. У дивні часи ми живемо. Нема правди в Ізвестіях, нема новин у Правді. We live in the strangest times. No news in Pravda, the truth. No truth in Izvestia, in the news. And another common one, the shortest joke. Communism. Our lives in the USSR were saturated with Soviet propaganda. It was everywhere, from the cradle to the grave. Starting in kindergarten, throughout elementary and high school, then in higher education, and afterwards we were bombarded in movies, TV, literature, billboards, everywhere. Granted, it was crude by today's standards. Still, its very crudeness, along with its ubiquity, revealed the patterns and technique of state propaganda. Now, for us who lived through this absurdity, it's easy to spot the difference between fact and fabrication in today's media. For those who didn't, not so much. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcript and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashgolos.com. I'm Stanislav Nastenko in Vancouver, Canada. Until next time.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Story.
sky so you can hear of how and why I had to die that way. There was nothing as too high a price to pay. He still lives on the hearts of men today. So won't you fly, Kozak, cry, Kozak, it's the spirit of Tartar's goal, Kozak, show, Kozak, that is why your heart is beat, Kozak, free, Kozak, lead us all to victory. Kozak, such a spirit must be free. Kozak, free, Kozak, freedom is for you and me. We are brothers for eternity. Kozak, hey, hey!
Oi, Tamza, Tamza, do not.
And the Dobryansky brothers from Ukraine with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oy Tam za Dunayem, out there beyond the Danube River. And before them, you heard Ron Kahoot and Buria from Toronto, Canada, and a song that he composed himself back in the 1980s, and is a story of the Ukrainian Cossack called Fly, Cossack, Fly. Coming up next, more from Canada. This is a late Tommy Buick, and this was recorded even before Ron Kahoot's Buria song, and it is a traditional Polish dance that was adopted by the Ukrainian settlers in Canada as their own. Here is Tommy Buick with the Mazurka Waltz.
Thank you.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page and follow our blog. Нажами вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Пустий на пустим завжди шукає. And our proverb of the week translates as the worthless person always looks for what is worthless. And that takes us to the end of our program. To wrap things up, we have the Ukrainian old timers from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and a traditional standard North American classic in the Ukrainian community, Who Stole the Kishka? I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.
Someone ditched a lot of that. Like the crowd who cares, when I turn my back.